All right, it's time to visit with Tornado Cross Country coach Justin Melman, whose team is running over at the Gary Meyer Invitational hosted by Lamar's High School on Tuesday. Coach, let's hear how things went for you and the teams.
Yeah, you know, our second meet of the year went over to Brunsville there at Prairie Rose Golf Course, and really beautiful night out this last Tuesday night. Good night for racing. It was the first race for our middle school kids. They all did very well. We got a couple of really good kids that are coming out in the middle school. Really excited about how they're going to do down here, down the road. Hunter DeMay, one of them, did really well. Has been doing really well in practice. Real nice job yesterday during a tempo run. So I'm really excited about how these middle school kids have started out this year, and looking forward to watching them run at our home meet this next Tuesday. Ladies did okay. You know, we had a couple of PRs coming out of the ladies race. Abby Venegas ended up not being able to run. One of her calves was sore, so she didn't run. She's usually our leader. But the other two gals, Sandra Ramos, did a good job. And Bianca Cervantes had a really good race. She was actually our first finisher for ladies. We ran the JV race again. So ladies are doing a nice job. They're keeping it rolling. We do have a couple of more gals out. We may be a full team looking like at our home meet on Tuesday. So I'm really that's what we're really shooting for Tuesday. We have a full scoring girls team. And then boys varsity race, you know, we got a good chance to put together a really good team and a good team score on the boys varsity side. You know, but the biggest thing that I said, I think, to you last time was we got to keep it all together. And at Lamar's, the wheels kind of fell off with about a half a mile to go. Guys were running really well. Our front guys, Ethan James, Matt Marking, Luke Nicholson, Juan Venegas, Thomas Olson, were all, you know, through the mile around that 535 to 540 area. We had a really, really nice pack going, and it was really looking good for us. Even through 2 miles, we were still holding it together. Once we got through 2 miles, 2.5 miles, Juan Venegas, who was our leader at Spirit Lake, has been kind of battling a little bit of pain in his lower abs, above his pelvis. You know, we're trying to get that figured out, and he just was unable to finish that one with about a half a mile to go. So really, really hurt our score, you know, he was hurting pretty good. So we just got to try to figure out how to get Juan back racing. He's been practicing a couple days. He's been to PT. Not totally sure if we're going to run him on Tuesday, but we'll see. But if we can put all these guys together, they're really going to do well. Thomas Olson was actually our leader, which is really nice because we've been dealing with Thomas's Achilles the last couple seasons. It really, really ran well, led us the whole way, 18:28. You know, it's kind of a hilly course. So, you know, we were out this morning on the golf course, our home meet course here, already practiced this morning on Friday. And Thomas is looking really good. Guys are looking really good. Juan was out there running this morning. So I think you know, we'll see about Juan Tuesday, but I think if we can put it together, it's going to look really good for the varsity guys. So all in all, you know, kids are working hard. Just got to put it all together, and I think we will once we get down the stretch here. So
encouraging words, Coach.
Yep.
And lastly, give us the time schedule for Tuesday's meet.
Tuesday's meet starts at 5 o'clock with our middle school athletes. Guys and girls run together in that middle school race. And, you know, I encourage anybody to come out and watch these kids. You know, it's our only one home meet, so come out and watch these guys.
Will do. Coach, have a good weekend.
Appreciate it, Chris.
Thank you. Justin Melman joining us here on StormLakeRadio.com.